So Holchei Usha, the original version of Holchei Usha, that's purely from Shara Muad, was the natural way to understand that. The Gemara point out in the fourth kasha on Holchei Usha is that that translates Gimel Negichos translates into Gimel Achilos, not into Gimel Shanim. It's not really about Shihu Yizman. It's really about events. That corresponds to Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah, but not to the others. So then the Gemara of Yosef came along and said, well, I have the Pasuk Yirmiyahu, which again, according to Ben Yonah and many Rishonim, was a patch. That, well, maybe the Pasuk Yirmiyahu tells me that I should see Gimel Shanim rather than Gimel Achilos as a proper parallel to Gimel Megichos. And that's what Tosis appears to say. That they only move away from Shara Muad when you get to Rava. Okay, and we saw other Rishon, the Rajb was a different approach, Somehow or another, we sought to derive from the Psukim Yirmiyahu, or a combination of Psukim Yirmiyahu patched on top of Shara Muad, the idea of Cheskas Gimel Shanim, and that ultimately fell apart. Not only did we saw that each approach in Rishonim had its own weakness, but whatever the Pshat in the Gemara was, whatever it is that Yosef meant, ultimately it falls apart because Abaye says, those psukim are not necessarily teaching you dinim. It may just be giving you Eitzah Tova. Meaning, I can't necessarily be medayik, oh, you rein a shtar because a chazak, this, you don't have proper chazak here. But then, you didn't need to write a shtar. No, maybe you don't need the shtar, but it's a good idea to have the shtar anyway. Eitzah Tova Kamashvulan. Or rise to that. Eitzah Tova Kamashvulan. Okay. So now the Gemara is saying, so now what? Ella Amar Rav. You can pick up at the top of Chavtes Amud Aleph. Five lines at the top of Chavtes Amud. Ella Amar Rav. So what are you going to say? See, here's Rav version one. Iteration number one. Neshata Kamaisa Machil. Inish Tarti Machil. Talasla Machil. Well, year number one, a fellow would be Mochil. Year number two, a fellow might be Mochil. But the third year, a fellow would not be Mochil. Well, what does this mean? Mochil what? We saw Tosis and Chav Ches Mevei, the Rebbe talked about Mechila, and that was difficult. So the Rajba, well, yeah, there is no Mechila on a van, and we struggled with different approaches to Tosis there. But here the Gemara means Mechila in the literal sense. There he said maybe Mechila means literally, or maybe Mechila really means either that he's giving instructions to be Kona to imply Lecha Zekir Kni, or it's an implied Hoda Asbaldin that really he sold it away. Here Rashi says literally, "He's machil in shal peres karko lo adam ha'ovlon." I'm not around. I'm away. I'm on the road. Someone else moved into my field. So it's conceivable that I'll be mochel. He's eating the fruits that grow outside of trees, or he's farming my land. He's putting the work and he's enjoying the produce. He's enjoying the grain. He's enjoying the vegetables. So it could be that for a year ago I'll be mochel. Say I'm not going to go after him and demand the money. He's really using my land. He owes me money for that. Okay. The second year, I would be mochel. The third year, 3 years in a row, would be mochel. 3 years in a row, that's very unlikely. Meaning what? Therefore, because I wouldn't be mochel, so therefore, I must be assaulted, because I never would be mochel for 3 years running, unless it's not mine. It's not mine, so it's not a mechila, yeah.
They're just saying a person wouldn't leave the property for 3 years?
I wouldn't allow someone else to use my property and not protest. Remember, chazaka means chazak without a macha, as we've seen already, and we're going to continue to see, we're going to get into details, we're bleeding out later on. The point, if you're mocha, within 3 years, so that kills the chazak, and then kills the chazak has been building, and the chazaka clock, the three-year clock, starts ticking again from zero. So if a fellow, so what we're saying is, if I was machzik in the property that used to be yours, I'm machzik for 3 years, and for 3 years you didn't say anything, uncontested chazakah is an indication that it's mine because no one would be mochel. The owner would not be mochel. It must be he's not the owner. He may be mochel for a year, maybe mochel for 2 years. He wouldn't be mochel for 3 years. It's a LMI, the explanation, it's indication, it's proof that it's no longer his. It's proof that it's mine. That's what the Gemara appears to be saying. Amar le Abaye. Abaye says, really? Really?
Wait, Rebbe, it's since for 3 years this happened and he didn't protest. It must be that it's now a chazaka, that it's mine?
It must be that it belongs to the new fellow. Because if it if it still is owned by the Marakama, it's incredibly unlikely that he will allow you to go through 3 whole years of use and not make a stink about it. He wouldn't be mochel. He wouldn't be mochel. He would not be mochel. He'd be mochel the first year you harvested or you lived on the land, you operate the factory, whatever it is. Year number one, he's being mochel. He's allowing you to use his stuff and he's not charging you. He's allowing you to use his stuff. The second year, he's not charging you. It's normal to own property and to rent it out. I have a house, I have a factory, I have a farm, whatever it is. I have a good parking garage, and I might own it, and you may be using it, and we have a rental agreement. That might go on for many years. But stop just to let you use it, and I'm not saying boo, I'm just being mochel. Maybe a year or two a guy would do it. 3 years in a row, a guy mochel, highly unlikely. So essentially, it's a Reuben Lesakama. What are the chances that the Marakama still owns it, and yet he's been mochel for 3 years? Very, 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 very slender. People don't do that. So if he hasn't been mochel for 3 years, obviously he doesn't own it. It's a halacha. It's a raya that he doesn't own it. It's the Pashup Shandigun. The Abaye says, we're going to have to tweak that a little bit. Abaye is a kasha, which is we'll move Rava to version number two, which is very similar to version number one, with a bit of a tweak. He says, Mechila. Mechila. Whoa, 1 second. Abaye says, take a look at Lav and Gimel on the days. You jump into, we're assuming to get into Lav, the Lav case law. The next upcoming blot, upcoming dapim of Chesed about a lot of cases. The guy's Ahu Davin al-Khavre, guy says, oh, what are you doing here? Marakama Mafsik, in each case a little bit different, and the Gemara works out, and from there, in this case law, we derive a lot of principles. So you look in the middle of Lav and Gimel on the days, the Gemara records the Psaka of Nachman, who lived several generations before Abaye and Rava. And Abaye attacks Rava using this Psaka of Nachman. It's the second case on the Amud, Lama Gimel Beis, around 7 lines down. There was a fellow who said to the other, my boy, Spahayara, what are you doing in this land? In other words, Marakama, the Marakama comes to protest the fact that the Machzik is there. So the Amale, the Machzik says, Minach Zavani, I bought it from you. I've been living here for 3 years. I bought it from you. I don't have a shtar, but I've been living for 3 years. Classic chesed savatim. So if everything continues, it looks like we're on track for this to work out for the machzik. The problem is, what does he need to do in order to prove his chesed savatim gimel shandim? He has to bring Edim who say, they saw what? How many years?
3 years.
3 years. The problem is, he only brings Edim for 2 years. He only finds Edim who say that he was there for 2 years. He says, I was here for more, but the Edim only saw 2 years. So now Rav Nachman says, that was worse than zero. Amar Rav Nachman Hadra Arva Hadri Peri. Number one, you don't, if you cannot prove Gimel Shanim, so you don't get to hold on to the land, Hadra Arva, the land goes back. Hadra, Hey Dalad Resh is Aramaic for Ches Zayin Resh in Hebrew, because Hey and Ches correspond, and a Zayin in Hebrew is often a Dalad in Aramaic. So Hadra, Ara's, the Eretz, as Ara also is a Ayin, a Sadi in Hebrew, also being Ayin in Aramaic. So Ara, Hadra, Ara is Chodra or Choseres, Eretz Choseres, the Hadri Peri, and the fruits come back also. You just brought Edim who said that you harvested his land for 2 years. And you don't have sufficient proof that the land is yours. You claim the land is yours, but you don't have a chesed batul gimel shadim. You don't have a shtar. He is provably, demonstrably the Marakama, so he wins. If he's the Marakama, you need the chesed batul or shtar. You have neither, because you only have shtei shadim and chazaka. And not only did you lose in terms of the land goes back, you just brought Edim who testified in court that you harvested this land. And now that we've determined the land is not yours, you have to not only give the land back, you have to pay for using his land. So Abai says, 1 second. That's the famous talk of Rav Nachman. Hadra arva hadri pay. For us, it's Lama Gimel Beis. For Abai, it was not a blah yet. That was the talk of Rav Nachman. So he says, Alam Amar Nachman, so he says, Elam Yatiki Hadar Arad, to Hadar Bar Mipari. I don't understand. If you were there for less than 3 years, why do you have to give back the Paris also? See, Hadar, it should go back, the land should go back, Levar Mipari, Chutz, but not Paris. Bar means Chutz, either in the literal sense of outside, like a Brisa is something that's an outside Mishnayos. Chevas Bira, in Sefer Daniel, I believe, and in Karibon, Chevas Bira are the animals outside, the wild animals outside. So Levar, Chutz, Tehedra should go back, Levar mi Peri, outside, Chutz, not Peros. Alam Amar Rav Nachman, why did Rav Nachman Paskin, 2 generations ago, Hadra Arva Hadri Peri, I don't understand why. So Abai says, I don't understand, Rava, the God is Mocho. Okay, so you haven't proven that you were there for a full 3 years. Okay, Shine. See, we get back to land. We said, Shata Kamaisa Mochel, Tarti Mochel. You said Mochel. See, he was Mochel. So, okay, he doesn't get to keep the land, but he was Mochel. He says, Rava, Rav Nachman's against you. So, what does Rava say? See, here we come to Rava version 2. Ella Amar Rava, known as the Ella. Ella Amar Rava. So, instead, Rava said, Shata Kamaisa Lo Kapit Inish. Tarti Lo Kapit. Talas Kapit. Instead of saying Mochel, he just says, not makbid. To be mochel, Abai is pointing out, is a pretty strong statement. A mamish forgiving what you did, and you don't even have to pay me for it, that's a little much. But to say, I wouldn't be makbid, I wouldn't protest, a guy might move on to my land, and even if I'm not mochel, he owes me the money, but I'm not going to make a big deal about it. He doesn't belong to my land, he's trespassing, and he's stealing. He's there. He doesn't even not allowed to even be on my property without my permission. Certainly not allowed to derive benefits from my property without my permission. Okay, but I might. Sorry. Rabbi says you're right, Abai. Not that he's mochel, but at least he wouldn't be machlin. He wouldn't protest in a harami. If I do take him to court, I could get the money back. But at least we don't assume that I said the guy would be machlin. That's what the Rashbam says. Tarti lo kapti, I wouldn't be mocked by the fact that the guy is trespassing. With me, who peri lamach, I'm not mochel the peros. You do owe me the money, but I might not raise it. But then he gets dramatic. Talas kapit, hold the shilish be ivalto. He doubled down. He tripled down on his egregious deeds. His avelas, you're being dishonest. He did it 3 times. Shilish beivalto, because below it shows violent. To just brazenly trespass, v'zesha shasak v'lamicha. So if this other fellow, the Marakama, was silent, he wasn't mocha, v'adai mecharalo, clearly he had already sold. So the basic logic of iteration of Rava version 2 is the same as Rava version 1. We're just toning it down a little bit. Let's not say that he was mochel. Clearly, Rav Nachman didn't think he was mochel, but at least he wouldn't be makbid. He wouldn't make a stink about it, even though, in theory, the guy still owes me the money, but I would not have made a stink about it. Yeah, questions?
In the case of Rav
Nachman, when was that? Someone was asking questions. This is a little challenging. Yeah. Try to take everyone's questions.
So let's yeah. Let's say they come to court in year.
Rafi, just hold on. Rafi, hold on. Hold on, Rafi. Yeah.
After year 2, if they come to court, shouldn't that just remove all the meaning? Even according to, it shouldn't just remove the nafila that you assume. So.
I mean, you're saying, why is Rav Nachman Akasha and Rava?
Just once they come to court, then all the We just don't assume
the feeling anymore, therefore. Yeah, but again, what Rava was saying was if the guy was just there for a year or two, so then we would assume he was mochel. And that's reasonable. You know, it's reasonable to assume. It seems a little surprising. But Rava says, look, there's a fair percentage of people that a guy moves into your land for a short period of time, you'll be mochel. If he moves on for a long period of time, that you would not be mochel. So if you were there for a long period of time, 3 years is long enough, that you would not be mocha for three harvests. So if you're not saying anything, it must be that you that you're no longer the owner. So Rabbi is saying, if you're telling me that if it would have only been for a short period of time, we would assume that you are mochel, so then let's assume you're mochel. Remember, if you're mochel, and then you later come and change your mind, there's no batsies on mechila. In other words, let's say they're edim. Let's say I lent Ellie $10,000. Sorry? We had edim, we had shtar, the whole nine yards. He owes me the 10,000. No, ribbis chas v'shalom. I lent him $10,000. He owes me the principal in 6 months. In 6 months, he owes me $10,000 in return. Right now, it's Chodesh Teves, so it's Ibriyar. So it's going to be what? So it'll be Siva. Okay, he owes me the money in Siva. And then I tell him at some point, you know, Ali, I'm Ochel the loan. You have to pay me back. And they're Edom. That happened Pesach time. Pesach time, I said, I'm Ochel the loan. And then comes Sivan, I say, Ali, I'll be money. So he says, I'm Ochel. I say, yeah, okay, but I changed my mind. That was then, this is now. So it doesn't work that way. Once you're a Mochel, the Chov is gone. I cannot recreate the Mechila. I cannot recreate the Chov by saying I renege my Mechila. Once I was Mochel, I erased the Chov, the Chov is gone. I can't reel it back in. The same is here. If you're assuming that when, if we're saying that the assumption is that when a guy is on someone else's land, we'll assume there's Mechila, so then how do you reel it back? Now you might say to me, I don't know for sure that it's Mechila. I'm saying it's a fair chance it's Mechila. Okay. But then, if that's a serious possibility, still, how do you say Hadri Peri? Right? Reuven is the Marakama suing the Machzik now for what happened in the past. But if there's a real chance, if it's common that people are Mochel, so then, at the very least, I should say, at least Misafik. The Machzik can say, there's a good chance you're remote. If that's really true, that often the case of people are mochel for someone else a short stay. So, Hadra Ara Meila, the Hadra Pay Mechitesi, let it live. At least me day suffered loyal son. Elamai Abai, I think that's the way you have to play it out. If Rav Nachman says Hadra Payri, that means that Mechila is not likely. There's no evidence of Mechila, it's not likely at all. What is likely is the guy wasn't Machzik. He wasn't so assertive. He wasn't interested in getting into a adversarial situation. So let it slide. People let things slide, but hopefully the guy will go away. Not always necessarily a wise way to live life. Sometimes it is, often it's not. Ignoring problems doesn't often make them go away, but it is, even if it's not wise, it is a common way to live life. Many people will do that, whether they should or shouldn't. So Lomaisa, the fact that the Marakam wasn't Mocha for a year or two doesn't mean that there's nothing for him to say. It just means that he's not raising the issue. He's low company. He wasn't Mocha, but he's not being Mocha. But 3 years, a guy would have, Marakam would be Mocha. If he wasn't Mocha for a full 3 years, so then already we say, that's already a Raya, that he's no longer the owner. Rafi, you had a question.
Yeah, sorry, I couldn't hear him on Zoom. Why does Rashbam say Vaday Machmuva?
Why not?
I was at Vaday. Is it not possible that he could be away from his field for 3 years and not even know that there was a squatter there in the first place?
Ah, yeah. So Rafi's raised an important point. The word Vaday is a pretty loaded word. You're absolutely certain. Absolutely certain. So maybe not. Maybe it's less likely that you wouldn't be mocked, but there's always a chance. So number one, Rafi's pointed out that look, there are certain situations where maybe the guy was with Medina Sayyam, or for some reason or another, there's a good reason why he would not have been mocha for 3 years. So you are right that there will be cases, and that's coming up. We're already going to get started with that, the bottom of this almond. There might be cases where a guy can argue, and that's the Shchuni Gavoy, Shchuni Baroy, coming up later on. There are cases where the Marakama will say, here's why I wasn't Mocha. And maybe that will perhaps get rid of the
the Cheskes of Batim, perhaps. On the other hand, Stam, the fact that the Rashi says Vada, even though there's always a super, it's less likely, it's not impossible. Some people are very non-adversarial. Some people are very passive. Some people wouldn't even say anything after 4 or 5 years. It's certainly possible. I said, how does Rashi say Vada? So the answer to that, that brings us back to what we discussed earlier in the year, that if you have a strong enough rove, a super strong rove, you could be motzi mamon based on a rove. Not a level 1 rove garua, not even a level 2 rove bari, but like a level 4 rove, that's where the kiveger develops. I mean, Vitoria Shechter's 5 levels of rove. Kiveger points out that there are roves that are so by 99% rove is strong enough even to motzi mamon looks like even according to Shmuel. Like we saw in Daf Hey, the chazaka, the person would not pay back Kodem Azman. It's certainly possible, some people do, but it's very, very, very unlikely. Not impossible, but highly unlikely. The rove, such a strong rove, a 99% rove, the only amiyuta to miyuta against it, such a strong rove you can even be motzi mamon lefi Shmuel. That's presumably what's going on here also. Vada doesn't mean literally 100%, but practically speaking, 100%. 99% rove. At this point, once you pass 3 years, it's so strong that that for sure, we will assume, we're so convinced that that an owner would have been mocked by this point, that we will be motzi mamon based on it. And then, to that, Abai has a new kasha. Amalei Abai, El Miyata, here comes the Bei Bar Eliyash. He says, okay, the first kasha was just sort of tweaking from Machil to Lokapit. But now he's sort of getting into the harder things more. And the movement, the response of Rava to bring in the Mizdar B'Shtara, that already seems like a more significant change. From Rava 1 to Rava 2, it's really like Rava 1a to Rava 1b. Machil Lokapit is practically the same thing, just tweaking it so there isn't an actual Mechil. Yeah, you deal with Rav. But here already we're going to have a more fundamental kasha and a more fundamental shift in the And all my Rava Shata Kamais Lokapit, Inish Tarti Lokapit, plus Kapit. Yeah, Rava version 2. I'm like, Abaye, really? It all has to do with when you're not Makbid, when you are Makbid. A typical order might let things slide for the first 2 years of use, but he would not let things slide for the third year of use. El Niyate can go and Hani the Bey Bala Yashin. The Kapki, if you are Mandakal, if I met you to do, you have these tougher people. The people of the family of Bar Eliyashiv. So they are makban everything. You put one foot onto their property, and they're out there. So this is like the stereotype, the ornery old man, you know, on the porch with the dog and the shotgun, right, and the post-it signs, and you have one foot onto the property, and you hear from him. He's not. You put one toe over the border, and you'll get yelled at. And he'll start, you know, there's a stereotype, he's going to start waving the shotgun at you and sending the dog after you, and you run away. So the guy said, look, these types of chevra. So let's say you move on to property that was owned by a member of Bei Bar Eliyashiv. So why do you have to be there for 3 years? You could be there for 2 minutes. You wouldn't last 2 minutes without them yelling and screaming if you didn't belong there. So the fact that you're there for 2 minutes is a raya barura that you must have bought it. That they have no claim. They have no room to complain. And the Bebal Yashiv, the Kapti Filman, the Chalva Metzra to do. Their Makbidim, a fellow, passes their Metzra, their border, the property boundary. Hachan Amidil Altavi Chazaka says, are you going to tell me that indeed that chazaka on their land that used to be theirs, is instantaneous? And the chitei ma'achinami, if you'll say, okay, maybe. And the Gemara says, okay, maybe that's the answer. The answer is, that's right. For typical marakamas, the chazaka versus typical marakamas, 3 years. And maybe in achinami, the chazaka for if the marakamas be bal yashiv, the chazaka is 2 minutes. The Gemara says, that's untenable. If you'll say, indeed, our response will be, what are you doing? you're giving your words over to Shi'urim. Meaning, this is that, as the Mishnah Shas points out, this phraseology appears elsewhere in Shas, that you're not gonna set up a rule that has so many different options that have to be attenuated to the specifics. You want to have a blanket rule. You don't want to have an asata derech l'shir. You don't want to have that for this guy. This or that. Well, usually 3 years, but for him it's 2 minutes. Nah. So that's what the Gemara says. And that was a bias kasha. It can't be that's about kapeda. If it's about kapeda, then there should be exceptions. If it's about kapeda, then beibal yashiv, it's not 3 years. If beibal yashiv is your marakam, it's much less than 3 years. And our bias says it's very hard to imagine that that is indeed the din. That 3 years for most people, but not for beibal yashiv. So that's what Rava says. Okay, we'll have to go to version three. That it really has to do with the shtar, which we'll get to. But first, let's think. For now, for the next few minutes, let's just think about the kasha of Beibar Yashiv, and then Mirchem next time we'll begin to look at Rava version 3. The problem that the Rishonim raised that you saw is that it's hard to know why Abaye is bothered. He says, well, according to your logic, we should differentiate, and we don't differentiate. So your logic must be wrong. According to your logic of Kapid, we should have a different rule for Beis Baal Yashiv. But don't tell me to have a different rule. Because the rule is we try to keep everything uniform. It's not to be a shiur. Ah! The question is, what exactly bothers you about that? That's what the Rashba raises. I understand. Tamili. Adarabba. May high time have Leila Rabba Lamema. The Fila Barabba Yashu will not stick a liar but to me plus. What's wrong? Didn't Abai, instead of Abai making his question worse, he seems to have answered the question. You're right. It's strange that we haven't heard about Beis Baal Yashiv being less than 3 years. But the answer is Lasat Debrech L'Shiurin. The answer is, in theory, it should have been less. But when we set up rules, we try to make them consistent and uniform. Isn't that the answer? That doesn't make the kasha worse. Fichitema Achanami, I don't say in the Achanami you should have an exception to Beis Baal Yashiv, but Lasat Debrech L'Shiurin. Why is Akasha alive? That should have answered the Kasha. Ah, that's the answer. The answer is, the reason why I never heard Beis Baal Yashiv having a shorter shear is because, we don't set things up that way. That's the way Chazal's rules work in general. When you set up a rule, you're going to craft the legislation around the usual case, but it's going to apply across the board. The shear of a mikvah is 40 sa'ah. 40 sa'ah is 3 cubic amos of water. 3 amos by 1 amos by 1 amos, which is, as the Gemara says elsewhere, enough water that your whole body could fit underneath at once. So, number one, it's 40 as opposed to 40 minus a drop, as opposed to 39.9. Barbaim sachasar kurtov eno tova. And then more to the point, is afilu katan shekal gufa ol ba'ezer mama. Let's say you have a child, or you have a small adult, and he could fit into 20, 30 sa. Doesn't matter. The rule is 40, the rule is 40. So that's the shear. So the shear is 40. Usually it corresponds to what a person will fit into. But that's the rule even if the person happens to be smaller. So the Rashba says, I don't understand. So didn't Abaye answer the kasha? Why is Rava? Clearly, there's an open kasha called Ella Omar Rava, shot number 3. But why? It's Gevaldik. It's Gevaldik. It's amazing. That's the answer. The answer is, really has to do with Kapid. We would have loved to have said, what's it called? We would have loved to have said that Beit Baal Yashiv has a different yeshiva, but we can't, because that's the way yeshivim work. You don't have a small yeshiva mikvah for a short person, you don't have a small yeshiva of Cheskes Abatim for a person with a short fuse. So what's wrong? So the Rashba is very bothered. Now clearly, the Gemara does think it's an open kasha, and the Rashba layers on, not only here it seems like it's an open kasha, which is strange, but also in Kiddush and Daf Yalav, the Gemara said that that the Shammai think that the shear of Kiddushin is not Pruta, which is the minimum shear of Mammon, but Dinar. Just like Vayachila, the minimum shear of Achila technically is a Kazayis, but you don't give a person one Zayis as a snack. You don't give a guy two pistachios. You give him a couple of handful of nuts. The same is true. Theoretically, a Pruta is a Din Mammon. A girl's not interested in getting a 25-cent lollipop for Kiddushin, but a wedding band, a golden wedding band is $50, $60, $70. That's already a dinar. That's already a chashav of thing. So the Gemara asks, that's the first pshat, Reb Zeira's pshat in Beis Shammai. The Gemara says, if that's true, so then how about very, very wealthy women from very, very luxurious homes, Ponte Dervianai, they would never agree to less than a mug of gold, $1 million, $500,000 wedding band. So you know how. So the Gemara leaves it sort of vague there. The Gemara leaves it sort of vague. If anyone needs to leave, feel free to go. I think if you're on Zoom, you probably are not as in a rush to go. You need to, but let's. If for those who can stay, let's finish the thought. If anyone needs to leave, by all, if you have an appointment, by all means, let's go. But let's spend the next few minutes. Whoever can stay, let's just to wrap this up. So the Gemara there says that what the Gemara Kiddushin says. That if the girl sees what you're giving and she accepted it. So where does that leave you? So Rashi there says, well, okay, but if she didn't see, the Gemara says that the need for dinar is where the girl doesn't see. If a girl sees, any girl gets a pruta, she sees and she's okay with the lollipop works, according to Rav Zeira's version of Beis Shammai. Just if it was at night, she didn't see what she got. You gave it to her in a gift wrap. She didn't open the box. She doesn't know what it is. Or there was a shliach lekabbalah. She sent a shliach to receive the kedushin. Not so romantic. Nowadays, shlichus is pretty rare. It's probably rare. Tekuvas chazal also. But before modern transportation communication, sometimes, it was much more difficult to travel to faraway locations. And kedushin and yisim were separate. So sometimes you have shliach lekedushin. So yeah, the girl sends a shliach to receive the kesef kedushin from the boy. She's not in any of those scenarios. She's not seeing what it is. So that's when you need a dinar. The question is, how about banta derbianai? So Rashi understands that banta derbianai also, if they didn't see what it is, it needs to be tarkava de dinar. It needs to be a mug full of money. So that's what the Rashi was asking. So over there we are differentiating and personalizing. Well, normally the shear is a dinar, but for the banta derbianai the shear is a mugful, tarkava de dinri. And over here also we're what's it called? We're personalized. So the Rashba is very bothered. And as you saw, with this we close, the Ritva solves it. The Ritva solves it. And Tosfos and the Rashba and the Ritva there in Kiddushin all disagree with Rashi in terms of Banti of God. What the Ritva says is the kasha is not about Beit Baal Yashiv. It's not, well, Beit Baal Yashiv should have a different shear. The Rashba thought that was a kasha. And based on that, he said it's a very funny kasha. That's the kasha. So Abaye gave the teretz. So why are we still bothered? And that's the Ritva says, no. It wasn't about Beit Baal Yashiv. Beit Baal Yashiv was just reductio ad absurdum. That was just the most extreme. Man, that's reductio ad absurdum. It was an extreme example. But the kasha Ritva says really was that there's no way you can make any number. Beit Baal Yashiv, they're mamish on the extreme. Hey, they'll be makbid after 2 seconds. But the point is, everyone has a whole spectrum. Some people makbid after a day, some people makbid after a week, after a month, after a year, after 2 years, 3 years. So how do you draw a line? That Ritva says that was the kasha. Every day of Shabbat is a klal. There's no common ground. There's such a range of how people reacted, which we know. Personalities come in all sorts of shapes and sizes and flavors. Everyone's different in terms of how they react to things. Yesh marak biyomecha, yesh b'chosh, yesh b'shana. Ruva kapti yipachas mishal shana. Most people are marked with less than 3 years. And he tells you, if you worry about Banja Rabbiana, take a look over there. The truth is, we saw, Yaakov pointed out, even the Rashba in Kiddushin is aligned with Tosis and Ritva, which may mean he ended here Tzar Chayin, he's still bothered. It could be by the time he was working on Kiddushin again, he had come up with a solution. The solution there is that those we showed him all disagree with Rashi. And they say, it's true that according to Beis Shammai, Rabbi Zeira's version of Beis Shammai, if the girl doesn't see what she's getting, it has to be a Dina. But it's not true that if Banti Rabbiana don't see what they're getting, it needs to be talked about at the dinner. Why? Because they know that that's the standard. We put into place the standard is dinar. So they know that unless they say otherwise, the standard is going to be dinar. So that's why Banti Rabbiana is not shifting. And that's why here as well, Nasata Derechli Shuruin wasn't just, there's going to be one outlier. That wasn't the issue. The issue was the whole din falls apart. If it needs to be one outlier, okay, so we'll say the outlier has to, like Banja Rabbiana, the outlier has to be comfortable with the standard. The problem was there's not going to be any standard at all. Every single person is going to be his own parasha. That's not a tenable situation. That's how the Ritva explains the kasha. That a much richer, a much more robust kasha nosata derech l'shurin. Not just there will be a couple of outliers, what we do then, but those outliers are just the most obvious example of the fact that everyone is different, everyone lies on a different point along the spectrum when they're makbid. So it's very hard to imagine that if the rule that Chazal made was consistent and uniform and everyone, or even almost everyone, is shalashanim, it can't be that's based on hakpada. Because look around. Look at the metzias. The metzias of human psychology is that hakpada lies along a big spectrum, and everyone's at a different point. And if hakpada was what's driving it, we would never end up with a neat rule of 3 years. Which is why, if I says to Rava, there has to be something else. Which tomorrow we'll pick up with what is that something else. Now Rava's going to introduce the X factor, the shtar.
Rebbe.
Yes.
And the antibodies make Evan that had COVID.
Yeah, Gavi, that is a good kasha. And the pushback could have been, and the truth is, maybe it's Rashi Lishitasa. When Rashi, we were asking before about the Rashi said Vaday Macharlo, as he said Vaday means at least that's a very, very strong rule. Maybe even talking about one or two standard deviations, that sort of thing. So, in a Hanami, it could be, as a Ritva, you could respond that in a Hanami, most people would be makbid less than 3 years, as a Ritva said, but we're looking for more than just a simple rove. We're looking for where do we reach the point of muta de muta? Where do we reach 99%? In a Hanami, maybe you'll say that could be the response. The Chazal we're looking, yes, there's a whole range, there's a whole bell curve, and after 3 years, you already have 99% of the population being makbid. So you might already pass the 51% mark after a year. But I'm making up numbers. And maybe, by 2 years, it's 75% of the population being makbid. By 3 years, by the end of 3 years, at that point, it's already 99% of the people being makbid. So if by the end of 3 years, you still haven't been makbid, then it's a 99% chance that you sold it. And that's enough to be motzi from the Marakama. In a Hanami, yeah. And that may be, and Rashi in a Hanami. Rashi is the one who, in Kiddushin, had the other approach to Banti Rabbiana. And he's the one who says, here, Vatei Macharlo, and maybe in a Hanami. Maybe that's how you would understand it.
Thank you, Rabbi. See you.
Shkoyach.
Thank you.
Shkoyach, Eva.